welcome back to the Define the Relationship podcast. It's been a while, so that makes this coming back a bit of a special thing, but it's also, we're starting a bit of a special series related to a course that we're doing at Seeds coming up in the next couple of weeks called Healing Haunted Histories. And so we thought we'd kind of, as part of getting going on that, is do a little bit of a primer to what's going to be happening in the course, give you a bit of a heads up. Some of you are out there already signed up for it, and some of you might still be thinking, like, do I want to get involved in this? And so maybe this will help you decide if it's right for you. So I'm Ted Ensdick, and Darlene is also with us. Hi, Darlene.
Hi, everybody.
So what we're going to be doing over the next number of weeks is we'll be putting out a podcast each week that will be connected to the upcoming class session. And so the Healing Haunted Histories class is beginning on October the 15th. It'll be running from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at 116 Main Street, prior to our regular worship services, and it'll be going for 5 weeks. So why don't we start off by talking, Darlene, about like why we're doing this course? Like, what's kind of behind this, and maybe even saying a little bit about what it means to say we're doing a course on healing haunted histories. So why we're doing it, and maybe a bit about what it's about.
I think we're doing the course because over the last number of years, we've really realized that we have a commitment, we have a responsibility to enter into this conversation, not as an issue, you know, among, oh, let's talk about this issue in the world and that issue in the world, like in such a way that it almost seems like it's something, we're going to tackle something outside of ourselves. And that's been important for me, at least, in thinking that all the work of reconciliation with indigenous peoples it's our work. It's our issue. It's up to us. It's not, let's talk about them and even what we've done to them and how we can make it better with them. It's become more and more a realization of how close this is. It's about us. Mm. It's about our stories, about our history. And it's important for us to continue to reckon with for me, the hauntings in that healing haunted histories, the hauntings is the things that kind of are obscure and are unknown or untaught or silenced. Mm. And it is our responsibility to begin to kind of bravely get into some of those things that we've easily kind of put off or said, well, we don't know about that. Or, so I think that's, I think we've begun that in other ways when we've tackled certain courses and had people come in and speak to us. And this 5 week cell is, I think I'm excited about it because it's a bit more integrative in terms of it's gonna push us to do our own work and our own family lines and our own stories. And then also connect it with the presence of indigenous peoples in our past and present, and think about the future.
Yeah, that was well said. I think one thing I would add on to what you said too is that we've realized over the years, as we've been a part of this conversation of indigenous reconciliation in our country. I mean, a big part of how it's been on our radar is because of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission on Residential Schools in Canada. And obviously churches in general were a big part of running that residential school system that was so destructive and traumatic to Indigenous peoples, especially to children. as we've been trying to understand how we can get involved in being a part of reconciliation, one of the things I think we've learned is that it's important that we do our own work. And sometimes what can happen in reconciliation work is there's we try to put the responsibility on other people to kind of teach us what we need to know so that we can be a part of reconciliation. And I think one of the things we've learned is that we sometimes need to kind of do our own work together with other people and say, okay, what do we need to learn? That's why we did a course on the Indian Act a number of years ago to understand this piece of legislation that is still a reality in our country and what impact it had over Indigenous people in the last 150 years. And in this case, we're kind of asking, I think, ourselves to look at, well, when did our families, our people come to this part of the world, and what was driving that move? What was pulling people towards this place? Mm-hmm. And what is the history of our contact with Indigenous people when our forebears came to this place? And I mean, we have to recognize sometimes it's kind of exciting to look at our own family histories, because we learn stuff. Like, it's kind of like doing personality work. We're kind of interested in learning about our families and where they came from.
Some people are.
Well, I think a lot of people are. Yeah. This is going to be kind of asking, part of the haunting question is, like, what are maybe some of the silences behind the stories that we know about our lineages? And maybe asking or maybe interrogating our own stories a little bit and saying, okay, well, just a brief thing about my own family history is I had a great-great-great-grandparent come in 1874, which was only a few years after Treaty 1 was signed in this area. And so a big historical moment in my family, a huge historical moment in the history of Indigenous peoples, and in the history of Canada. It's right at the beginning of Canada. Like, how did those things intersect? Like, what was going on? What did people know? What kind of relationships did they have with Indigenous people? Did they? Why didn't they? What were they like? All these kind of questions, you know, sometimes these aren't the stories that we tell. And so we're asking people to look back and maybe unearth some stories that maybe they do have, but we haven't been talking about. So
if someone's listening to this and wondering, like, what's the point of that? Why do you need to do that, to look back and into your family history? Why does it matter?
Yeah, I think it's a really good question. Sat down with an Indigenous elder a couple of days ago, and he really emphasized that it's, you know, we talk about truth and reconciliation, and he really emphasized that it's really hard to do reconciliation if we haven't unearthed all the truth about the history. And so it's maybe we're asking people to do a little bit more work on our truth around our own family histories, that this isn't some abstract idea of settler Indigenous relationships. It's about our families who were settlers and what was their interactions with Indigenous people, and, you know, what were maybe some responsibilities, or maybe there were harms, intentional or unintentional. And it helps us it's easy for us to find compassion for our own family stories. We have stories of trauma and displacement and reasons for needing to move and to immigrate. We sometimes have a lot more trouble finding compassion for other people's experiences of trauma and displacement. And so we kind of do this together in a way when we unearth this stuff. And so it can be very beneficial to any movement we want to make around reconciliation.
Yeah, I think one of the things that strikes me as you're talking is that the processes of history are a part of all of us, right? That it's very easy to put a distance between, you know, our own stories, and history is some kind of abstract thing that is about textbooks and about it's something, but it doesn't really involve us. And I think part of what is important in the work that we are hoping to engage in is to allow our own stories to be a springboard for us in the work that we have to do currently, to reckon with hauntings and silences. You know, when you talk about your family members coming onto this land at a particular time in history where, you know, the treaties are being signed, and what do we know about that? And was there any conversations? And, you know, how can those things have occurred without there being any kind of connection? Often I feel like settlers, white European settlers, are very disconnected from their genealogical roots. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of this work. And I should, or we should say right off the get-go that what is informing our outline for the class and just informing a lot of our thinking around this is Elaine Enns and Ched Meyers' book called Healing Haunted Histories.
That's where the title comes from.
Yeah, yep. A book that has been really shaping, I think, for both of us personally. And we also took a course with Elaine and Ched at CMU in June of this past year. And so that kind of got us onto this train of like, let's bring this, this thinking and this conversation to the Seeds community and see where it can take us.
Okay. So let's just talk a little bit about the format of the course so people can get a sense of what it's going to look like. Maybe we've scared some of you because we said we really expect people to commit to being part of this course. And so we're saying that if you can make 4 out of the 5 sessions, then you're good to go. And if you can't make the 4 out of the 5, then we would suggest you maybe do it at another time. You want to talk a bit about how the course will progress and what some of the components will be and how we'll do things?
Sure. So 5 sessions, an hour and a half, basically each time, Sunday mornings at 8:30.
9 o'clock.
Well, 9, but let's just say let's come for coffee.
Seeds people.
8:30.
9 on the dot.
At 9, we want to actually begin engaging with the content. I don't want people walking in at 9. Look at us being all structured.
Yeah. We don't like to shame people, but we might have to.
So, the first 3 sessions will be led by either you or myself. Mm-hmm. And then the last 2 sessions are going to be led by guests.
Special guests. Yep.
Yeah. So do you want me to talk about what each specific session is going to be?
Well, maybe just give an overview of what we're going to do in the first 3 sessions that we're going to facilitate and then talk about who the guests are going to be.
Okay. So as we have already indicated, the first session will be kind of like, if you're a seeds person, you'll know this lingo, but we'll assess what our red dot is. That is, we are going to locate ourselves on the map and kind of ask ourselves the question of how did we get here? And well, where are we and how did we get here? Mm-hmm. And we're going to invite every participant to choose a family line to follow and to do a little bit of thinking about. So the first session is really introductory in terms of getting us to talk about why we are here and what it means to engage in this. The second session, why don't you talk about the second session?
Sure. The second session, we're going to do some of our own work, which will be you know, diving into some of our learnings that we had when we walked with one of our ancestors and where they came from, how they found themselves here in this area, and basically some of the things that we learned about it. So I should be said that we're really going to try to facilitate this course in a way that we provide content and work ahead of time so that you get some of the knowledge content into you. And then when we come together on Sunday mornings, we really want to focus on engagement and conversation and small group work. So there'll be much more of you sharing and talking and less, lecturing from the front. And so one way we're going to do that is we're going to do a podcast each week as a lead up to the session, and we'll do some content work and some knowledge work. We'll also have an accompanying workbook, which will give you a bit of a template for how to ask some of the questions for yourself and your own family history. And then people will come prepared for conversation about those things. But that second session, we're going to, really get into some of that storytelling and story learning about our own understanding of our histories. And then on the third session
is going to be primarily about how we reckon with our moves to innocence, how we...
What does that mean?
Basically, we have ways of offloading responsibility to say we're innocent because ... And in Elaine and Ched's book, they have a huge list of what they call moves to innocence. And so we're going to look at all of those and just kind of, again, think about which ones do we use and what is that, how can we reckon with that? So
It's kind of, we want to deal with that idea. It comes from one of my favorite book titles, which is Mistakes Were Made
But not by me.
And so the kind of the tendency for us to want to blame shift.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that makes us very unable to respond. So our responsibility gets affected when we try to get it off of ourselves. And harms and responsibilities are complicated, especially over hundreds of years of history. But being honest about them helps us deal with what it means to move forward.
Yeah. And what I love about the possibilities of this is how it, it's going to be vulnerable for sure, because it's not, again, we're not looking at something that is like an issue outside of us. It's kind of like, oh, we're going to be facing things internally. So if that scares you, yeah, me too.
And then we're going to move to, in session four, we're going to have our first set of guests, which are the authors. Elaine Enns and Ched Myers are going to be joining us all the way from California via Zoom. And
they're going to have to get up really early.
Yeah, this is a big ask for them because it's 2 hours earlier for them. But they have been very, very generous in saying they would be willing to be a part of it. And so we're going to get some insight from them specifically around how we can start thinking about the movement toward taking action or making commitments to work towards reconciliation. I'm sure many of us are really... We want to move to action. Like, we don't want to stay in the place of reckoning with harms and responsibilities. We want to get moving and make some things right. And so they're going to help us think through some of that stuff. Ched is a great teacher of scripture and has a way of bringing new insight, especially from a decolonizing mindset to scripture. And Elaine has years of experience in victim offender reconciliation. So kind of like really bringing people together when harms have been done in relationship. And also she's done a lot of trauma work, and the book was a big part of her doctorate thesis. And so they will bring lovely energy to this conversation. And then finally on November 12th, the last day,
yeah, our last session will be with Elder David Scott. and he will share more with us, I think, about Mennonite-specific connections with Indigenous land and history in our area. Our ancestors that immigrated from other parts of the world and landed in southern Manitoba, David Scott will have some specific knowledge around some of those connections, right? Mm-hmm. Ted actually met with him. I was supposed to be there, but was under the weather. But do you have anything else you want to say about that one?
Yeah, no, I think connecting with him, conversation, I think it's going to be exciting to hear some things about the last 150 years in this area and how Mennonites in particular, what type of relationship they had with Indigenous people. David Scott is from Swan Lake First Nation, which is to the west of us. And one of the things I appreciated about him, he's a bit of a straight shooter. And so that's kind of refreshing. He had a very, humble and open, generous posture in conversation. So look forward to that. I did want to say one caveat to this course. I mean, we talked a lot about Mennonite settler experience in this area. And, there's a number of people in our community that don't have that settler experience, and at least not from Mennonite. This is a course that will help you connect to your own lineages and movements and where people have been, and maybe you'll ask your own questions. Like, one of the interesting things about our course we did at Canadian Mennonite University in June was there was a whole group of recent newcomers from Nigeria in the class, and they did a lot of their own work around their histories in Nigeria and the impact of colonialism in their country. And so it really, really was relevant to their situation, which had nothing to do with Mennonite settler immigration in Canada. So
there were other students from other parts of the world, and it was like there was no one that was outside of a colonial experience. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
it's a global, like, that just really hit me that this is a global experience.
Yeah. Yeah, and even one of the interesting things we heard was upon their arrival in Canada recently, some of the narratives that were shared with them about Indigenous people and where to go, where not to go, what to be aware of, there was a lot of racist stereotypes that were being shared today with people coming to this country. And so it's this isn't some historical issue. This is actually a contemporary issue that we're wrestling with. I was going to say something. I totally forget what I was going to say, but go ahead. You probably have something to say, and I'll probably think about it as we get there.
I was going to say that's probably enough for the first time, hey?
Yeah. So don't want to scare people off about the workload. We just are hoping to have people that are willing to engage the questions, and
I don't think the workload is huge. It's a commitment to be there and a commitment to listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
The book is a heavy book. You have to I think people would love the book.
Worthwhile to read.
Yes. But it's not a requirement to have read the book beforehand. So I think the commitment is a commitment of vulnerability to be willing to be open, to do some interrogating of your past. And, Ted tells me to turn my phone off, and there his phone goes off.
This was the timer that we would hopefully not go over the time. So they're telling us to wrap it up.
Anyway, okay. Good to have, to be back in a bit of a podcast space. It's kind of fun for us. So look forward to our first actual podcast where we are going to talk a little bit about our families and where our ancestral lines come from, just to kind of model what we want you to do for that first class.
All right. Looking forward to connecting with people in person. And if you're not able to connect with us in person in the class, you might still want to follow along these podcasts. You may learn some things and you might find yourself connecting. And we'll make sure that the workbook is available to anybody who wants to connect with that. And looking forward to doing this work. Take care.
Bye-bye.